Hello and welcome to the December monthly overview of Badass Bitches Tarot. As many of you already know, I'm Cardzi B and I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor. I began learning tarot when I was still in elementary school, and since then I've turned that practice into a full-time tarot business and the creation of Badass Bitches Tarot by Cardzi B, as well as various tarot products and events. So I'm really excited about this month. I'm not going to lie, we still have a lot of intense energies ahead of us throughout December into January, but it does bring us the sun sign of Sagittarius, arguably Ophiuchus, which we discussed last week, but we are in the heart of this fire season. And Ophiuchus started the 13th sign, if you follow the 13th sign, on November 29th, which is today, Sunday the 29th. And we're also going into this powerful eclipse, this full moon in Gemini that's occurring. Depending on your time zone, I'm kind of like really working with these energies today because it's occurring at 4:30 Eastern time. So it'll be overnight for me. I'm not a morning person, definitely not going to be up, hopefully, at 4:30 a.m. Eastern. So this full moon in Gemini is eclipsing out a lot of things that we've come through in 2020. And if you break this out astrologically, in the past 6 months, we've been working with these energies from Gemini, when the Gemini sun season of, you know, the May timeframe into today, the full moon in Gemini. So what is it that we've come through in this time? What have we learned? What is it that's coming up now for us to really look at, to kind of observe, and what do we want to release and eclipse out totally? Some things maybe we want to transmute and move through in this full moon. And some things, you know, especially because it is also a partial lunar eclipse, we want to fully clear and remove from our lives. And this is happening again today, overnight into Monday the 30th, a really powerful energy and the start of this eclipse season that's occurring throughout Sagittarius. And again, arguably Ophiuchus. I'm going to work with both signs, but I'm Sagittarius and Ophiuchus. I was born on December 10th. So I will reference both, but for all intents and purposes, I really have been working with the 12 sun signs. So we're going to talk a lot about Sagittarius in this episode. So after we come out of this really powerful eclipse tonight, many of us may have already been feeling this energy moving up to today. A lot of this because it's a partial lunar eclipse and because of the Gemini energy, it's a lot of weighing. Geminis are notoriously indecisive of, how do I feel about this? Starting to feel one way and then feeling the other. We may have experienced this with people in our lives, with triggers coming up of feeling very, very triggered and very angry, and then seeing all of a sudden a lot of light from that person, that relationship, that scenario. But it is bringing in the balance and allowing us to really observe the light and the shadow and to look at and clear what no longer is serving us. This sets the tone for then moving into the solar eclipse in December 14th. So if we look at today as that emo energy, and a lot of us, that's the harder energy, that lunar divine feminine, the emotional purging, we're moving into, how are we going into the divine masculine action of the solar eclipse on the 14th? So the next 2 weeks are going to be quite transformative in and of themselves. That being said, our cards for the month, I was really happy about this because I know obviously the Golden Dawn cards, because they are aligned with Sagittarius season every year, but I also pull a card for the collective on the 1st of January, and I always take a sneak peek at how does the year wrap out. I'll look at, you know, certain months in the year if I have something personally that I'm narcissistically like, how is that month going to play out? But I looked at how the year is wrapping. We've had a lot of challenging cards that I pulled that we've obviously experienced in our own micro levels and also on the world stage, but December's wrapping up really nicely, and I'll get into that. But let's start with the OG cards for the Smith Rider Waite. We have, first of all, Temperance, the Sagittarius ruled Temperance card. And when we look at Temperance in the original Smith Rider Waite deck, it's this angel, and she's known as being we don't know her gender, and it kind of doesn't matter. She's known as being, I say she because every card in my deck is a she, biased, but the angel is known as being both divine masculine and divine feminine and fluid. Of this, really, it's irrelevant because both sides are coming through, and both sides are harmoniously being interchanged. We also see that this angel is holding two cups in the Smith Rider-Waite deck, and they're flowing into each other, of kind of moving back and forth in this fluid motion. She has one foot, she is known as completely gender neutral in the original deck. She's Gwyneth Paltrow in mine, which I'll get to. But the angel has one foot in the water and one foot on land, so representing that water energy of being able to tap into emotion, of intuition, of more of the traditionally divine feminine side of the spectrum. And then one foot on land, that grounded structure of earth energy. So we're seeing this balance come in a big way in Sagittarius season. I've always found this funny because as a Sag sun sign, I have not always resonated with this card. I appreciate what temperance brings to the table, but I'm an extremist by nature and I've struggled most of my adult life. I think I'm probably, and I hope this continues on that trajectory, but I'm probably in the most balance that I have been as an adult in my lifetime. So I've always thought it was interesting that Sagittarius rules temperance, and maybe it's because Sagittarius needs this energy of temperance to balance, to moderate. She's also known as the alchemist of the deck, of kind of being able to know when to get in there, make things happen, put things into motion with a little bit more of that divine masculine feeling, and when to step back and observe and receive. In the deck I created, this is Gwyneth Paltrow, because she's kind of known as that ultimate multifaceted entrepreneur, mother, celebrity, that whether we love her or dislike her, I know she's a polarizing celebrity to some people, she really has these many facets to herself that she carries and seems to hold balance, you know, both with being able to give a lot of attention to the family side of herself, as well as her business and all of the modalities she works with in order to create the success of her business. So temperance is, where can we find that balance? Where can we get in there and serve and do and create? And where can we step back and receive? I personally felt a lot of intensity in Scorpio. Not surprising, it's an intense sign, and we had a lot of very, very challenging transits last month. But I know that I was working a lot, doing a lot, and I was very, very grateful for that, but I was finding it hard to find that balance of stepping back and receiving. So temperance reminds us throughout December, throughout the entire month, especially the Sagittarius portion of December, where can we find that balance? And if we've been more in the kind of laying back, chilling through this, where can we be called to action? Where can we find and connect with that inspiration this month? Our second card, we have three for December. December's always a little gift. I'm always like a little gift from Santa Claus or Krampus. If you celebrate Krampus, like my niece and I have my black faux fur hat on right now, my Krampus hat, because we love a little bit of the, you know, the occult and the scary stuff. So we decorated my black Christmas tree with all my tarot card ornaments and watched Black Christmas and Krampus. That's what we did to get into the spirit. But depending on how you celebrate, this is a gift from the universe. We have an additional card for the month. So temperance being ruled by Sagittarius, which is funny because I actually feel like there's a lot of Ophiuchus in temperance. Ophiuchus, again, is the snake bearer, really the healer, of always working on finding that balance between healing ourselves and how can we then utilize that to help heal the collective. So even though, and you know, I know, I'm sure I always say I don't always fully get how the Smith Rider-Waite crew, or rather Waite and Pamela Coleman Smith, decided the rulings and the imagery. But I am surprised at Sagittarius, but I understand that Sagittarius season really needs this energy. But I actually feel a lot more of the Ophiuchus vibes in this, like the healer, the balance, the, you know, how do we give, how do we receive in this card. I feel Sag vibes all the way, all day, about our second card, the Jupiter-ruled Wheel of Fortune. Wheel of Fortune is an interesting card, and definitely I always celebrate this energy in December because Sagittarius's planetary ruler is Jupiter. So I bring this up into the mix every December on my altar when we discuss cards for the month on the podcast. And this is all about forward motion, expansion, evolution. And in the original card, you can see there's this wheel that has multiple symbols, the Hebrew letters for the name of God, which is, you know, something that in Judaism is not even spoken or written. The practitioners of Judaism do not speak it, and they write, when they even write the word God in English, usually with a slash through the O out of respect. So this has even been a controversial card for many years. Is this disrespectful, or is this kind of, you know, a card of power and strength? You can look at, as with every card has light and shadow. The other important parts of the imagery in the Smith Rider Waite card is we see the T A R O around the outside of the wheel. And this can be looked at in a couple ways too, as tarot, if you, you know, remove the T, but how tarot is pronounced, T A R O, or Rota, R O T A, of wheel. So this is, it's a very multi-dimensional card. There's also the four fixed zodiac signs around the corner, kind of showing that as we move through those layers, all of those elemental energies, the air of Aquarius, the earth of Taurus, the fire of Leo, and the water of Pisces. The water of Scorpio down here, I think Scorpio is. So all of these fixed elements are within the card, and also the Egyptian deities of the Sphinx, the god considered the god of evil, Typhon over here, and the serpent. So we're having kind of like the balance of like evil, the life and transformation of the snake, and the knowledge of the Sphinx. So all of these elements of the Wheel of Fortune and the expansion of Jupiter, if it's not all good, sometimes we go through literally some evil, like Typhon over here in the wheel. Sometimes we go through some immense challenges, but we're always evolving. The thing that I love about Wheel of Fortune is, as a Sagittarius that has that Jupiter ruling planet, I love expansion and I love growth. I would rather take the unknown of change than stagnation any day of the week. And that's why in my deck, I made this Madonna. She is my, you know, ultimate celebrity idol growing up. And I loved that, not just what a powerful performer she is, an artist, but what an incredible kind of entrepreneur, and the mindset she had for always creating growth and expansion in her message, in her art, and being able to reinvent herself and not being boxed into kind of one image, one style of music, one genre, one like artistic expression. She's done everything from like authoring a children's book to having a clothing line. And whether some of those were more or less successful, it was kind of always that Jupiter energy of being willing to try and change and expand. So this card to me is very Sagittarian, you know, the seeker, the explorer, the philosopher side of Sagittarius, where when I look at Temperance, I really do feel a lot of the healing vibes of Ophiuchus. But the great thing about December is we're getting to work with both this month. We have kind of this beautiful healing alchemy and balance of the Temperance card, as well as the expansion and reinvention of Wheel of Fortune coming through December. Now, when I was saying I was really happy to see the card that I pulled for our monthly overview being advantageous for all of us, we got Eight of Wands. And Eight of Wands is Mercury in Sagittarius. And when we think about that, in the traditional Smith Rider Waite deck, it's just these eight wands coming at you, feeling like forward motion. Even if you know nothing about tarot, you see this and you're kind of like, okay, it feels like something coming in fast. It's these like linear movements that indicate forward motion. And then in the deck I created, Eight of Wands, RuPaul. Who else can represent this like Mercury Sagittarius expansive good news? I feel like RuPaul embodies that as an icon, but also when you think on just like a silly level to remember this card, the winners of RuPaul's Drag Race are like insta-famous. Like all of a sudden they have their own spin-off or they have an action figure and you know who they are because it's good news as a result of the exposure and the work that has come out of. This is also has throat chakra and solar plexus chakra ruling the Eight of Wands. So empowerment through the expansion of the Mercury of the throat chakra. So I really feel like there's a lot of good news coming in this month for the collective. There's also anything you've been working with that has felt like blocks in either the solar plexus or the throat chakra, clearing the kind of like the path is being cleared for progress in those chakras in your life within the month of December, especially in Sagittarius season. So that being said, let's take a look at our card of the week. Ooh, 10 of Wands, but reversed. This is one, for all of you who know me, you know I do read with reversals. Some tarot readers do not, and some do not like reversals at all, but some of them are great. This is why I definitely encourage you to explore reversals, because 10 of Wands, either way, it's a card of success, okay? It's actually ruled by Wheel of Fortune, so it's cool that we got this in the month of December. So the 10s are all aligned in that when you look at the lineage of the major arcana being the 10 ruling all of the minor arcana 10s, it is ruled by Wheel of Fortune. And as we know with Wheel of Fortune, this Madonna badass reinvention energy, it represents kind of always moving forward, evolution and transcendental completion, which in and of itself is kind of an oxymoron, because it's like transcendental completion is like, you know, it's never complete because you're always continuing to evolve, but it's like the success through that evolution. So 10 of Wands is a card of success, basically. The upright, however, is this like, it's almost like workaholic energy of like, you're making it look hard. I always liken 10 of Wands in the upright to, because I'm a New Yorker, you know, by heart, of being in Penn Station in before times when it was like super packed, and you would see inevitably someone with like carrying a million bags, and you're like, oh my God, why friend, are you carrying 11 bags on an Amtrak, like lugging them up the stairs, rushing and sweating to catch your train. And you watch that person catch the train and you're happy for them, but you're like, whew, that looks like a lot of work. The reversal of the 10 of Wands is kind of that person who has all of their stuff downloaded in advance. They got their ticket, they got their barcode, and they have one little wheelie carry-on, and they're like, boom, just in time, getting on the train, you know, didn't break a sweat. So I like seeing this. Some of you may like workaholic vibes. There's lots of workaholics out there. I like seeing this card in reversal. I'm going to pull my Rider-Waite deck for those of you watching the YouTube to show the side-by-side of this. Oh, here he is. So yeah, you can see in the original deck, like just lugging this massive, like these 10 heavy wands up the hill, you know, this 10 of Wands energy of just like, yes, there's the fire and the success that's going to come of the wands being lugged, but it's just like, oh, he's making it look like back-breaking work. And the reversal is when coming into that balance, and this is a great card this week to have our monthly cards of the Wheel of Fortune with the Jupiter and the Temperance card bringing in the balance. So where things have felt like work, also with the 10 of Wands being that Saturn and Sagittarius energy of lessons we've already cleared. With Saturn and Sag don't always get along well. I talk about this a lot. Like, it's not my favorite planet as a Sagittarius sun, because he's kind of the teacher, the mean teacher of hard lessons. But lessons that we clear to evolve and ascend and become on a more authentic version of ourselves as we strip away layers of hardships and traumas and learn how to work with them and through them. So 10 of Wands reversed is kind of the reward for the Saturn lessons we've learned. And where have we learned, and this could even be recent, yes, definitely in the year of 2020 as a whole, but what did we even learn maybe the past month? Like, I know personally, getting 10 of Wands in the reverse this week, I had planned this before I even pulled this card, I'm not going to do a podcast this upcoming week. And it breaks my heart to announce that to you, because I know a lot of people look forward to it, and that means it's why I do this work, is I love all of the positive feedback and that you all look forward to listen and to watch the weekly episodes. But I have been so overwhelmed. I'm literally recording this on Sunday afternoon, and this should have launched at 8 a.m. on Sunday, but I had a ton of readings, which I'm totally grateful for. I spent Thanksgiving with my family, also grateful for, but it was just a lot this week. I'm also going to be traveling, which is a beautiful opportunity to go spend time with friends and look at my potential next home down in South Florida. So I just have so much on my plate, and I was beating myself up in the kind of 10 of Wands upright workaholic energy. If I need to be able to do all of this, I need to be able to get through all of the readings and the podcast and my writing projects. I'm like, what is wrong with me? Why am I behind this week? 10 of Wands reversed. Where can we find that balance? You know, where can we, and sometimes that saying this week, I'm not going to do a podcast for this next week. I'm going to take the week off. I'm going to give you all the juicy details of December now and a little bit of bonus content, but I need that time to just kind of be able to be present and in the now moment in my travels this coming week. So where can you maybe alleviate something off of your plate this week? Where can you be kind to yourself? Where can you reset in both both Ten of Wands, and I'm going to call back Temperance here, that alchemist of temperance, of where is it feeling good to put that energy out, go, 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 assert and create and plan, and where can you step back and receive? And sometimes in the receiving, it needs to literally be doing nothing productive. And that's Ten of Wands reverses. Where can we find that balance? One of my very good friends sent me a song that this may be helpful to you in this energy of the week with Ten of Wands reverse. It's by Tony Jones and it's called Worth Ethic, W-O-R-T-H Ethic. And the whole album is great. The album is Affirmations for a Grown-Ass Woman by Tony Jones. I definitely recommend downloading the entire album. She's incredible. But the Worth Ethic song, it's kind of like this, like, you know, sung spoke affirmation of, for those of us, I definitely think it will resonate if you're an entrepreneur in any way. And for any of you who are just really passionate about your career and trying to find the most beneficial way to thrive within it. And one of the lines that really struck a chord with me was, my weekends are not a retreat from my weekdays. My feelings are not defined by the day of the week. And I find myself with the Ten of Wands energy often getting a case of the Sunday dreads of like, oh, here we go. Because I will procrastinate and put the tasks I do not enjoy at the beginning of the week to kind of like power through them. And then the end of the week are my, it's like a lot of readings are booked the end of the week because that's what my heart is in. I will tend to do creative things at the end of the week. And then more of the tedious logistic things I place at the beginning of the week. So then I get a case of the Sunday dreads. And I was thinking, oh, that's really Ten of Wands upright. Like, I'm making it hard on myself doing that. And in the reversal, where can I be present? Where can I find more flow? Where can I also be more forgiving with myself? And find those pockets of like, this is just being and in feeling and in the now moment and not having to be productive. Because a lot of times, even in my quote unquote relaxing content that I'll listen to or watch, I'm learning. I follow a lot of incredible, powerful healers and channelers like Phil Good, Lori Ladd, Elizabeth April, all of them galactic rock stars in their own right. And I look at them as kind of like the reporters, the anchors of, I don't watch the news at all. So I get my galactic download, like kind of affirmations from them, like, oh, I was getting that too, or like, I didn't see it that way. Thank you for that news and that information. So that's how I spend a lot of my quote unquote relaxation time, and, you know, or listening to astrology podcasts, getting astrology and energy updates so that I can kind of translate that to you as well, because my background is tarot. So I study a lot of the astrology to be able to break that down into bite-sized digestible moments in my work. So that being said, where can you find those moments that are just like, I'm just being present? And I found this past week, and this is very Ten of Wands reversed, of like, one night I was like, I'm not going to listen to channelers. I'm not going to listen to astrology before bed. I'm going to watch Moonlighting from the 1980s. Now, most of y'all are too young to even know what I'm talking about, but it is a fantastic show starring Cybill Shepherd and Bruce Willis from, I think I was like 4 to 7 years old when the show was on, but I loved this as a little kid, and I had the biggest crush on Cybill Shepherd, so that was part of it. But I loved the show, and I found it. Like, you have to go on YouTube to watch it, but you can get old episodes if any of you also are weird Moonlighting fans. And it's like, it's nothing but just like pure, happy, good childhood memories. I'm not learning anything. I'm not getting downloads from Arcturians through another channeler. I'm not getting astrology notes or new, you know, like the moon timings and transits. But I'm just like, I freaking love Cybill Shepherd and Bruce Willis together. So where can you find those moments? And the nights that I've just watched Moonlighting before bed, I've had a really good sleep and felt like recharged the next day. And I'm not saying that that's my forever pattern, but where is your Moonlighting? Where is your just like, I'm just going to chill and be kind to myself? I think that's really, really necessary, because we have a big month ahead. As we go through this eclipse season, you know, the first being today and then the second coming through on December 14th, we really, there's a lot of energy shifting. We're having a lot of upgrades come through in each of our own individual lives of things that we're releasing, we're clearing, that we need to look at and examine. And in that, we need to be as kind to ourselves and as present as we possibly can be. So I definitely encourage, wherever you can find this Ten of Wands balance, I would listen to Tony Jones' Worth Ethic. If any of your stuff stuff is coming up with your worth and how you work. Of, do you feel that you always have to be working, you always have to be performing to be worthy of abundance or to be worthy of success? Where can we find the balance in kind of being a human being versus a human doing? I think that that's a beautiful message to consider and to work with in Ten of Wands reversed and in Temperance this week. So that is the bulk of what I have. I may be able to do an additional YouTube episode with a pick a card or an astrology for a card for each of the signs coming up, because I'm not going to be able to do a full episode next week. But I did want to get you the December overview and just touch base and say happy Yule that will be coming. We're going to discuss Yule more, as well as the additional solstice closer to the time as we go through each of the weekly episodes. But we have finally the winter solstice on the 21st, which I've been talking about for months now. Big shifts coming there, which is also the beginning of the Sabbat of Yule, which goes from December 21st to January 1st. So where can we kind of start to get excited and also just really be present in our own energies as we're preparing for these massive shifts in energy? Announcements before I go, other than the fact that I will not have an episode this coming week. Apologies, but also gratitude for your understanding and, just letting me be and explore on my upcoming trip and connect with a lot of my besties have moved to South Florida. All of my New Yorkers have fled, honestly. All of my friends that were in Manhattan are no longer. So I have somewhat of a community now in South Florida and a lot of cool people, a lot of healers, a lot of energy workers down there. So I'm looking at that as a potential next stop on the tour. We shall see. And as a result, no podcasts, Instagram live on Monday. Following Monday, I will be back, but I do have some awesome collaborations you're going to be excited about. I have the Sagittarius Moon collab with Little Moon Mystic, and I'll keep you posted on my social at CardsEB on that, as well as a collaboration coming up with Modern Sanctuary. And I love them. I taught a tarot class with them in the past. It's a great facility in New York, and they also teach a lot of workshops and energy work courses in Reiki and tarot, and I'm going to be collaborating with them coming up. So also follow my social at CardsEB for updates on both of those collabs. And for the holidays, a lot of you have already booked holiday Zoom parties. I do tarot Zoom parties where you can have up to 4 attendees and myself, obviously. And I will send out, if you book this, send you out a little package with really fun herbology recipes for elixirs and potions that you can prepare during the readings and pull together a couple of your besties and your family members to get a little holiday gift of readings for each person on the Zoom party. And if you want to do individual readings, I also have a great gift package with a little gift card, both digital and physical. I can send out a package if you want the physical gift card sent with these little black and white candy canes. It's super cute. So lots of good stuff for Christmas, Yule, Hexmas, Krampus, if you celebrate. So looking forward to a great Sagittarius season. I love you all and have a great week in Ten of Wands reverse, working with the Wheel of Fortune and Temperance.